and you are Alpha. Hey guys, welcome to the Alpha Talk Podcast. This is Interviews with Alphas. This is a series of interviews with key movers and shakers here in the world, people making a difference and living a life that transcends themselves. So guys, stay tuned for the interview. Learn, listen, and remember that you are Alpha. Welcome to Alpha Talk, guys. Welcome to the Alpha Talk podcast. This is a podcast that ignites your passion for God, creativity, and leaving an indelible mark on the world. Join us as we dive into deep conversations that connect, empower, and inspire you to unlock your full potential. You know, from faith to art, purpose to legacy. Our diverse guests share their wisdom, stories, and expertise to guide you on your extraordinary journey. Let's get ready. It's Interviews with Alpha. And today's guest is Dolly Akintoye.
Yay!
Round of applause. Yes, guys. So really quick intro just for her. Dolly is someone that I have seen just do amazing things. It's been like, I would say at least almost like eight or nine years that I've been connected with her online, and just seeing her journey and the work that she's doing. She's about her father's business. She's also an entrepreneur. She's many other things. She's a podcaster. She also is I believe a letter writer as well, right?
Yes.
So she actually has a podcast called Road to 30, which is really, really doing well on all platforms. So I encourage you guys to check that out. I will provide links to it in the show notes. So without further ado, Dolly, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Hakeem. It is such a pleasure to be here. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, I can't even quite remember how we came across each other, but you have been such a blessing in my life all these years. You've known me since before I was an adult. And I'm 28 years old. It's crazy, you know, and I just really thank you so much. You've been such a blessing. You have always just been so supportive of me, even without knowing me. You know, we've never met in person, but you have always supported me, and this has been over 10 years, you know, so I'm so grateful to you. So grateful for you. You are an angel, and God will continue to bless everything you do in Jesus' name.
Oh, in Jesus' name, God bless you, Dolly. And you know what? How can I say this? It is always just an honor to see what impact the Lord has on his people when he uses other people. And just seeing, like, you just never know what your post, what your words, what your videos, text messages, whatever, you just never know the impact that they have. And I'm just so happy. Like, you bless me. Like, you think I blessed you. I'm like, yo, the Lord used you to bless me, to send me messages of confirmation at key times, even in my journey as an entrepreneur and someone who was looking to help people to see God. So I just thank you as well. And
thank you.
Oh, God bless your heart. Oh, it's okay. Oh man, God bless your heart. It's just amazing. It's okay.
It really is. I'm good. It really is. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, it's all good. I know. He is all in the midst. So traditionally, Dolly, how I usually do this with the interviews with Alphas is we have like around seven questions, and these seven questions are centered around our mindset values for Alpha Talk, which are abundance, love, power, honor, and authenticity. So being that we see you as someone who embodies all of these values, this is the reason why we did definitely choose you to interview you. And we are looking forward to hearing kind of like, you know, your take on these things. So first off, let's talk about Road to 30 podcast before I even get into the questions. And tell me about some of the projects that you have going on.
Okay, so we wrote a 30 podcast. April will make it our fifth year since it's actually so amazing that we've come this far, you know. And so for us, we made a decision that we wanted to end the podcast next year, December. By December next year, my co-host and I would have turned 30 years old. Our initial plan was to, when we first started in 2019, we wanted to, you know, maybe do it to 30, then extend past 30, maybe change the name and, you know, go past 30. But as time has gone on, you know, podcasting is not easy, you know, and in a place like Nigeria, it's just an industry that is recently just like coming up. And so because of that, it's not really been an easy journey. I mean, God has been faithful, God has been good, but sometimes it gets tiring. And of course, our lives, we have centered our lives a lot around, you know, making sure that the podcast still keeps on going. But for now, we recently decided that we were going to end after when we turned 30. And I felt like it was the best thing for the both of us. It's the best thing for the podcast as well, because, you know, sometimes you don't want to take things farther than they have to go. You know, sometimes every good thing must come to an end at some point. And so because of that, what we are doing this year and the year and next year is just kind of like making sure that between now and next year, we want to keep on doing topics that are impactful to the people that listen, because for us, that's always something that is very important. We've received tons of messages from people who are so impacted by the things that we discuss, the things that we say, our vulnerability, our honesty. And so we want to keep on doing topics that are impactful, that speak to the different facets of, you know, life of different of people on their road to 30. And we also want to keep on doing more community events. We started one last year, December, just so that maybe for a few of our listeners, so not necessarily a live show, but just something nice. Maybe we sit down, we eat together, we discuss, we talk, things like that, you know. And we're also going to be working on some merch, maybe just things that would, by the time we are leaving and we're ending the show, we know that, okay, it has come to an end. We have done all we needed to do, and we can now, you know, depart from that. We can now like leave it be and let God continue to do what he's going to do with the content that is out there. So yeah, that's it for now.
Wow, that's like, you know, that's actually a very strategic move, and I actually respect that, like, you know, the fact that you are doing it that way. And I think that you guys have something great, and I think that whatever you guys do from that, even that point on, it will have impact, because one of the things that we always stress is that connect part. You know, that's one of our actions for Alpha Talk, is always to connect. And connection happens in community. And what you guys have done with the Road to 30 podcast is create a community of people who are like-minded and can be supportive of each other in their journey. So yes. I think that you guys have something great there. Like, I saw the event that you did, I think it was either last year or so. It looked really good what you guys did. Like, you guys had everything just looking really nice. It was like everything yellow and black. It was matching the pot. I was like, yo, that's hot.
And you know what, Hakeem? I have to tell you, God was the one that came through completely for us during that, when we did that show. You know, when we did that show, we had always wanted to do it because we just felt like it's time to do something like this. But we didn't have any money. Like, there was, I didn't know how the money was going to come. And, you know, my co-host is, he doesn't believe in God. He's an atheist, you know. And, you know, so it was so interesting that period. You would expect that it would be me who would start to have the faith. And it's like, okay, yes, we're going to be able to put this together. Let's go. But what was so interesting, he started on the podcast that we have a show coming up soon, all of that. And after, I'll be like, yo, are you really saying this? Because we haven't even started planning it. We haven't put anything together. But he so much believed that it was going to happen, even though there wasn't any money in our account. Wow. And you know what happened? I was like, you know what? Yes. And I started praying, started believing. And you know what happened, Hakeem? Different things, different places just started coming together. Like, I remember posting something about us having I think at the time we had like maybe 150 episodes. I posted it on my Instagram. And somebody that I used to know from secondary school, she messaged me and was like, hey, you know, if you're ever planning an event, I'll be happy to do it for you for free. I'll be happy to... I'm telling you. So she did that. All the yellow and black, that was her. We had people who gave us money, donated money, just everything together. And I tell you, Hakeem, we spent so much money on that show. Not 1 cent came out of my pocket.
Wow.
Not one. When I'm frustrated or I'm trying to think of how God can come through in certain situations, I try my best to remember that event and how everything just worked out. And it was so beautiful and it was so lovely. And, you know, for us, we care so much about our listeners that we want them to come and have an experience, you know. And so we wanted to make sure that they had something to eat. We wanted to make sure they had something to drink. We wanted to make sure that they would be able to communicate with each other, that we could all take pictures with each other, things like that. And God made it happen, you know. So God is good.
God is good. Like, that is definitely a testimony. And I can definitely attest to even having to trying to do events and you don't have all the pieces necessarily ahead of you and, you know, before time. But then all of a sudden, like, you just start making key connections and having specific conversations. And you're like, okay, hold on. Okay, Lord, why is this happening? Okay, are you trying to tell me something? And this is like what you said as far as like seeing God come through. And one of the things that with Alpha Talk, I always try to get people to understand is that principles are not feelings based, right? The reason why your partner was able to kind of like be like that motivating and driving factor is because he didn't even know it, but he was operating by something known as the principle of faith. And and faith is not a feeling. You know, it's a principle of God. It's one of the foundational factors for us in our journey. And he didn't even know it. Wherever he's at, God bless him. And I'm sure that he has definitely been impacted by your presence as well and how the Lord has been using you. So we just never know how the Lord will use even a person that you deem as someone who may not be able to add value or be able to push you. He uses that exact person to push you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's crazy. And this is the reason why I always say, like, we have to stay humble and just kind of just always celebrate the people around us, because you just never know who he will use to bless you. And what was it? It was something else I was going to say regarding... So the other principle that you guys used for that event was seek first the kingdom, right? Because it says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. So you are able to see all those things were added to you. You got the event planner, you had got the space and all these other things. And like you said, no money came out of your pockets, which showed that once again, principles are not feeling based.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a scripture that I definitely try to live by. And it's challenging. Like you said, it is challenging as an entrepreneur. So I'm going to get right into it. So one of the first questions I have for you. Hold up. I'm sorry. You got to tell me about your screenwriting. Because my wife is she is a playwright and screenwriter and all these things. So you got to talk about this. What's going on?
Wow. So, Hakeem, if I'm being very honest, I think I've over the years, I've become more anxious about than I used to be. You know, back when we first started communicating with each other, I used to blog then. And during that time, it felt like so simple for me. I just had to think about something and I would start writing it and it will come together. you know. And but over the years, and I don't know, you know, we start to, I think sometimes we start to like start maybe believing the enemy's lies about our abilities and the things that we can do, and we start to lose faith in some of those things. And I think for me, I started getting super anxious about my writing, super you know, like I if I'm writing something, I'll feel like it's not good enough, it's not, you know, great, you know. And so I've still do the screenwriting then, but now, and I still want doing more of that, because I feel like it's something that, I don't know, it's just a desire of mine to, you know, eventually like put make my own short films and things like that, to put those things together, you know. And by the grace of God, you know, one of the things that I was able to do was God was able to do for me, I should say, was I think in the last 2 years I was able to work with a production company to understand really the ins and outs of how production works, because I don't think I'd ever really known. The web series I had written for in 2017, 2018, they shot in London, or in the UK, I should say. I think it was in Nottingham, and so that's where they were shooting, but I was in Nigeria here. So for me, it was only just writing it, and then they would produce the whole thing. So I wasn't really privy to a lot of the behind the scenes that was going on. But now I have a better knowledge on the production and how things come together. And my prayer is that that God will help me to do something, because I still want to do it. I don't just want to do screenwriting. I still want to write books. I think I have books that I'm supposed
absolutely to do. Absolutely, you do. Yes.
And anxiety, but I'm leaning on the Holy Spirit. I want to believe. I'm believing, yes, that by this year I'll start something. I would put something together. I started writing a book for someone, but we kind of like I don't know, that has kind of like taken a pause now, because it's really about the person. So it's when the person wants to continue that I can continue. But other than that, I'm that this year I should be able to at least, I don't know, have a draft or two. That is my prayer.
Amen. And you know what? I will help you to keep moving forward with that, you know, all the things that, because I'm actually working on a mastermind and doing more training sessions, and just like more so, not even training, more so just a community, because a lot of the people that I'm connected to, like you guys, like high performers already, you guys don't really need training. We just need coaching. We need encouragement. We need an environment that supports the direction that we're headed, you know? So like, you're going to do this. You are going to do this. And I am looking forward to like sharing that book and everything. Yes. I see that your sister also, she's an entrepreneur as well.
Yes. Well, yeah, I think she has started something, but I believe that I think she took a break from it. I don't know if she's going to pick it back up again, because, you know, life happens. She has a lot going on. But maybe if God puts it on her heart, I'm sure she'll pick it back up again. But yeah, she started a business. A candle business, and yeah, it did good for the period that it was running, but I'm sure she'll start something up again if she wants to.
Absolutely. You know, there's periods when we sit back, we pause, and we come back harder. This happened to me definitely with the fragrances, you know, even with that and there. So I'll get into that at a later time. So I'm going to get right into it. So the first question I have for you, Dolly, is, how do you incorporate the mindset of abundance into your podcasting journey, and how does it influence your approach to content creation with your mess with others?
Okay, so if I'm to think about abundance, I think what I think about when it comes to abundance and the podcast is really about reaching people on a deeper level, you know, in a way that makes them, you know, believe in themselves and believe that, you know, God is with them, God is for them, things like that. And so because of that, you know, for me as well, an abundance mentality is one that I strive to have every day, because, you know, when we mention abundance, what comes to mind is usually money or wealth or things. Yeah. And so I know that personally, I've had like issues with money. It's something that God has been working on me for. I've had, I think, one thing about my relationship with money hasn't really been the greatest. I think I had a lot of anxiety when it came to money, but God started working on me, I would say, maybe about 3-4 years ago when it came to money. And so on a personal level, God is more generous, give more of it away, to not hold on to it, because I think holding on to it is what makes you want to, is what makes you anxious, you know. And God has always, as I keep on giving, God keeps on blessing me more and more, and you know, so he has made me understand that it's not something I have to worry about. And so with that in mind, with our podcast, you know, a lot of the podcasters that we speak to, and a lot of the podcasters that we know here in Nigeria even, you know, when you get into something like this, yeah, initially you might have this idea in your mind that like, this is what you want to talk about, this is what you want to speak to. But at some point, you might start thinking about it in terms of, okay, how can I monetize this? How can I make money from this, you know? And like I mentioned before, you know, in Nigeria, it's not the easiest, it's not the easiest industry to make money, because it is still new. It is still relatively new. People are still trying to understand, okay, if I give you money to advertise my business, am I really going to see any returns from that, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's now. And so for a lot of people, when it gets to that point of like frustration and they don't make any money from it, like, okay, like, I think I'm done with this. And I'll be very honest, my co-host and I, we have been at that place so many different times. But you see, one of the things that was really driving us from the very beginning, one of the things that I really wanted to do, was I really wanted to have this space where we could be honest with people, and we could be vulnerable, and we could, you know, really speak to people's lives, you know, and yes, touch them. And so because of that, I've come to a point where, even when the money isn't there, you know, one of the things that God has always just helped me to understand is, look, even if you're not seeing money, it's not about like the wealth. It's not about what money is coming in. Sometimes you don't measure success like that. It's not always about money. What about the people that, what about the people that are learning? And you know, one of the ways I know that God continues to provide for us is we're able to still record. We're able to have our equipment. We're able to do all these things, you know, without any issues. And so for me, that mentality really is about making sure that like the knowledge and what we provide for people, we don't allow money to drive us. Don't let money be the that, okay, I must make money, I'm not making money from this, let me leave it. It's hard, I'll be honest, it's very hard, because it's not easy. But one of the things that God has helped me to see is that, like, look, where you're trying to go with this is not about the finances, but about touching people's lives, using this as the platform to speak to people and to help people, and to help people grow, you know, and by his grace to draw more and more people, you know, to Christ. And so one of the things that I can give an example of with the podcast that I would say it speaks to this is, you know, I think I had mentioned this to you before, I don't know if I have, but I had an addiction, or I have an addiction to pornography. I suffered from it for many, many years. And it wasn't until maybe 2020 that the Lord started making me understand, because for the longest time, I didn't think that I had a problem, right? And it wasn't until 2020 that the Lord started making me understand that, okay, I think like I started telling myself, okay, I think I might have a problem. I think I might have a big problem with it. And, you know, I started working on it. The Lord started working on me when it came to like addiction, when it came to this particular addiction. And you know what's so funny is, years ago, maybe when I was still doing, when I was in university or in my A-levels, I remember going on YouTube and seeing a video of a woman, of a young lady who was speaking about being addicted to porn. And sorry, I didn't see the full clip. I maybe saw a little bit of it. And I remember thinking to myself, she's so brave, because I could never. Like, this could never be me. I don't know how one is able to come out and say that. But you know what God did? I went on that platform, you know, and I opened my mouth and I said, this is what I have been dealing with. And God has blessed that whole, this whole situation, because so many people reached out to me saying, this is what I've been dealing with. This is what I've been going through. And now we have a small group outside of the podcast where we're all working together in trying to be sober, in trying to be free from this addiction. Personally, I just turned 18 months sober. So God has been good.
Amen.
And that's what that's mentality. I know I've spoken so much, but that is what it really speaks to for me when it comes to the podcast, about making people realize that like God has like big plans for them. And just because one is not seeing the things that they need to see in one particular area does not mean that another part of themselves, or it doesn't mean that they aren't seeing abundance like come to them in that sense. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely, it makes sense. And you know, that's actually a really powerful testimony. And like I must say, like, you know, a lot of people, including myself, even battle with that, you know, pornography and, you know, fornication. And a lot of us are afraid to talk about it, because it's almost like, even though people secretly are dealing with it, they don't want to make it public yet because they want to hide. They don't want to be seen a certain way. And I can definitely relate to, even in the past, having that addiction where it was just something that is almost like it controlled me rather than me controlling it.
Yes, absolutely.
And it literally was, like you said, it was the grace of God that helped me to overcome even that addiction to pornography and you know, just craziness, man. You know, it's only the grace of God. It's the reason why I always say that in His word it says, in my weakness, His strength is made perfect. And that was something that I have, like, pretty much during my whole walk with the Lord, I've had to kind of lean into that. And it's not easy, because we want, like, especially when you're an ambitious person and a go-getter, and you are able to, like, I joke and say, kill the game, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to the flesh,
listen.
Well, you need help, you know? Listen. You need help.
Yes. You know, I think some of these, what this tells me a lot of times, especially when it comes to addiction, is that my learning of being on this sobriety journey has made me understand that we would always need Jesus. We would always need Him, you know, because there are parts of us that just, we struggle. We struggle so much. And what this addiction showed me and what this sobriety showed me is that I need God to help me. I need Him to get me to where I need to go. Even though I'm sober now, and I've been sober for 18 months, I still require His strength every single day. Every single day. Because it's not as though the temptations are not there. It's not like it doesn't come up. But God is so gracious. You know, He has really, His grace has really been sufficient for me, you know. And it's something that, because there are still other areas in my life that I struggle with different things. And I try to remember that, okay, I need God. I need to depend on Him. It's His grace that will help us. And that's one of the things I also try to tell the people in our group, that it is His grace. We need His grace. We need to depend on Him, which can be hard, but dependence on Him is everything.
It really is. And one of the things, one of the least discussed topics, even in the body of Christ, is the necessity of our partnership with the Holy Spirit. Like, there's a lot of believers, including myself, that did not know how to walk in the Spirit. We always hear walk in the Spirit, led by the Spirit. We hear that. But as an entrepreneur, like, we don't, like, how do you know what that looks like? You know, and, you know, what does that look like? Well, actually, this is rhetorical, but I actually even ask you this question. Like, how do you know when even you or someone else is being led by the Spirit or walking in the Spirit? Because we always hear that, but I feel like it's such a term that we don't really understand the depth of it.
Okay, so for me, this is still something that I am constantly learning on a daily basis, you know, something that I constantly am asking God to help me understand. One of the things that I actually recently, I don't know if this was through a sermon or a devotional, I can't quite remember what I read, but it mentioned about how in being guided by the Holy Spirit, we need to, first of all, ask Him to fill us with His Spirit. Amen. And so one of that I started doing in my prayers is I first of all ask for His feeling. I ask that He fills me up with His Spirit. I ask that He gives me His strength. Help me, fill me up completely, and help me to walk guided by You. I try to pray at every, with everything that I'm doing. I try my best, you know, I don't always, but for the most part, I really try my best on a daily basis. I'm just trying to keep that communication with the Holy Spirit alive, you know, making sure that with everything, as I go about my day, I am talking to him, or I'm mentioning something. If something is frustrating me, I say, okay, this is how I'm feeling. If something is unsure about something, I try to say, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm very unsure about this. I'm very confused. I don't know what to do. And I just try to like just lay it on his feet and just carry on knowing that I've done that is the best way. That is the way that I have learned so far. But when generally I'm still trying, I'm still learning. Man. I'm still in that. I can't say that I know it all at all, but I that's all I can do, is just to keep on mentioning it to the Holy Spirit. Okay, please, I'm going out. Can you please protect me? Can you please guide me? I have the decision to make. Can you please help me? And just right direction.
Yes, like, man. And you know what, Dolly? This is a journey. Thanks. This is a journey of like, yes, learning and learning how to be led. Like, until Jesus comes back, all of us are learning. You know, there is, yes, no one who has mastered, you, yes, know, being led by the Spirit of God. Like, you, like, because, like in all humility, like, God is not a video game. He can't be controlled. He can't be played. You know? So, like, it's all on him. We have to surrender, yeah, to him. So I love that you said that. It's asking for that filling. I think that's, yeah, something that all of the listeners, and even myself, I love that you ask for that filling of the Holy Spirit daily, and even before you do things. So the, yes, second question I have is centered around love. So love is a central theme in our belief system, which is Christianity. How do you express, mm-hmm, love through your podcast, and what role does it play as you interact with guests in your audience?
I will tell you, love plays a very huge role when it comes to the podcast. You know, especially like for me, one of the things that I believe the Lord has blessed me with is, you know, I really truly care. I really do. Sometimes there's some toxic parts about it. Sometimes maybe out of dealing with, you know, maybe rejection in my life, you know, sometimes I just want to like, you know, make sure that people are happy. But I'm so, in a way, I try my best by the grace of God not to lean into the toxic, mm-hmm, healthy, giving like unhealthy love. But when it comes to like, you know, giving like real love, I really care about the people that listen to us, and that guides the topics that we have, you know.
Yes.
I actually had a conversation with a fellow podcaster in Nigeria here yesterday, and you know, he mentioned, because one of the things that gets very a lot of eyes and very popular is when on our blogs, our Nigerian blogs, you see maybe hot takes from podcasters, you know, saying things that like are just completely like maybe just outlandish and stuff like that. And that is what gets a lot of people listening. And it can be very easy for us to decide to do something like that as well. But you know, for me, not what's important. What's important is the people that are coming here, and I want to make sure that they know that their love is not about whatever controversy or however many eyes will get here, but that the people, yeah, that are feel safe, that they feel cared for, that they feel loved. And so the topics that we discuss is topics that we know that will relate to the people that listen. We also we also make sure that even when people communicate with us, you know, I've given some of the listeners, I've given them my number, my personal number sometimes. If they message and they are talking about how they are feeling depressed, or they are feeling sad, or they are feeling this way, sometimes, you know, maybe the Lord will lead me to get their number, talk to them on the phone, pray with them. You know, I and that's because, again, like, because I have like love for them, you know, I try my best to love like Jesus loves, and I try to think about, mm-hmm, what he would do. And so if a person is feeling a certain way, I'll try my best to respond to them. We always make sure people feel like they can approach us. You know, we encourage people to reach out to us if they need somebody to talk to, if they need somebody that can just sit with them and talk to them, you know, we reach out to them. So we are approachable in that sense. That is also like from a place of like, you know, love And then also, like I also mentioned earlier, before, even when we're doing like certain shows, like we did the live show we did, and then we also did events, it's always with them in mind. You know, we don't want them to spend super duper amounts of money, but we want that whatever amount of money that they spend in coming to this spot, to this show, that they would have the experience would be completely worth it. So they aren't just coming just for whatever, but they are coming to be taken care of, they are coming to be spoken to, they are coming to, we're having like impactful conversations, and we're making sure that their needs are taken care of, and we're just doing our best to make sure that like they feel cared for. And I think that it shows, because we have a really solid list, we have a really solid base of listeners who really truly care for us. We have people who will buy our merch. We have people who, and we sometimes we see the same people over and over again buying our merch, messaging us, you know, telling us how much they love us, how much they are so impacted by what we do. They will spend money on coming to our shows. And you know, I remember seeing a person that had been on a live show and this recent community event that we had, and I told her, oh my god, I saw you at the live show, you came again. She said, like, I will keep on spending my money. That's pretty much what she told me. So for us, it's very important that that whatever we do, that they feel loved, you know, the topics that we hear, that they feel loved by that, you know. And in my own way, I try to remind them on the podcast as well about, you know, I speak on my experiences, you know, when I get on the pod, I speak about a lot of times maybe what God has done for me in a particular week, you know, and I hope that my prayer is that always, you know, that testimony, you know, reaches out to people as well, you know. Yes. And so those are just some of the ways that we incorporate love a lot into what we do.
Man, that's beautiful. And I can feel that even as you talk, I can see that, you know, I can see like people who are spiritual can see people who are spiritual. You know, we can see in the spirit, and I can see that you're a person who generally has a heart for people, and you want to see them know God and to also know who they are. Because a lot of the times, which is like, this is kind of like why New Age is so attractive, is because it focuses on teaching people who they are without incorporating God.
Right.
You know, they almost try to merge both of them, you know, which is kind of like New Age, which is they teach you are God. And we know that's definitely not true. You know, there is a God in heaven, and, he's on a throne. You know, we are not gods, you know? So it's like, I love that you found a way to share that part, and to share even your experience and testimony with the listeners, the audience. Because like you said, we have no idea how much even just us being present impacts people. You know, you showing up, your consistency, you and your partner, you doing that, you have no idea what person is being impacted. I love that. So the next question I have for you is centered around the value of power, right? Okay. So when we hear power, we always think of, sometimes it could be forceful power and it could be quiet power. So, you know, think of that. So the power, when wielded responsibly, can have a profound impact. How do you harness the power of your platform and influence as a podcaster to inspire, uplift, and empower your listeners?
So for us, one of the things, the most powerful thing that I feel like a person can be, is to be vulnerable, to be real, to be honest, to just, you know, not feel the need to like hide, to just be transparent. And I think for us, that is how that we try to make people understand on the podcast, by coming and being honest about the things that we go through, the things that we experience, the pain that we go through, you know. Even when I'm struggling with my faith, I mention it that as well, because I want people to understand that even on this journey with the Lord, when you meet him, it doesn't mean that they are going to be, you're going to not have doubt sometimes, or you're not going to struggle sometimes with your faith. So even with sharing that as well, it's powerful, because you feel seen. you feel like, oh, it's not just me, you know, because I think that's some of the things that we can suffer from as Christians sometimes. We don't talk about, we sometimes avoid those kind of like conversations because it might seem like, okay, maybe we don't quite love God as we say we do, or maybe, you know, I don't know, you know, so sometimes we hide from those, but those are the things that I try my best to talk about. And so for us, to us, that is the power. The power is being vulnerable. The power is being honest. The power is in being real, you know. And so with that, we have stood on that from the beginning. When it comes to the podcast, we have stood on that vulnerability is strength.
Yeah.
We encourage people. When our guests come to the show, you know, we always encourage our guests to be honest, to be vulnerable, you know, to be real. The topics that we talk about, there are topics that, you know, bring out, it's not just surface topics, you know, but topics that like really speak to like, you know, the heart, speak to like the soul, you know. So that is what we do. We and I also try my best for me, because I also understand that when you have an audience, it can be very easy to get carried away by, I guess, the power that platform brings, you know, or people are listening. People are, you know, and so one of the things that I'm always constantly praying for is that God, let me not get carried away like that. It's not what I want, you know. I really want people to like feel safe. I don't want to feel like, oh, I'm so up there and this person is down here. No, because that's not true. That's not the case, you know. And so for me, it's I lean on His strength, you know, to be able to speak to people, to be able to make sure that like we are always keeping that honesty there, you know. Yes. And just making like ultimately people realize that you don't have to go through life hiding, you know. You don't have to go through life feeling like you need to put a mask on. No, just be you. Just be you. Just be real. Just be yourself, you know. And that is the power.
Yes, it is. And you know, I'm so happy you said that, even with the masks and the vulnerability, because I just talked about this the other day. I was sharing how sometimes you can be an inspirational person. You can be you can be a person who wants more in life. But if you're around people who really don't want more in life, what happens over time is that you start to kind of close in, right? You start to close in, you stop sharing your dreams a little bit. You stop talking about the visions that you have a little bit. You just become a little bit more reserved. And that actually is almost like vulnerability in reverse, because it's like you could actually start off being a vulnerable person. You know, I'm just sharing my own story. This is my own story. You can start off by being a vulnerable person, but then you get into an environment where it's almost like you start to be looked at a certain way, and it causes you to be closed in, which is actually, like I said, vulnerability in reverse. Now, and this is one of the dangers, like you talked about, as far as Christianity, where people don't always have a safe space to be great or to be not so great. You know, it's like when someone has a mindset of abundance, for example, right? They tend to have a certain demeanor, and sometimes people can look at them as like, oh, this person's prideful, or this person, they think they know it all, they cocky. But they may need to have some humbling, you know? They may need to have some humbling, but also at the same time, that needs to be cultivated, because God, He loves a person who is, who knows who they are in Him, you know? And I think sometimes we get intimidated in the body of Christ, where we stop being who we are because we want other people to feel comfortable around us. We stop being a go-getter. We stop being hungry, you know, even for the presence of God. Like, we stop having that hunger for the presence of God because the people around us are not hungry for the presence of God. You know, this is the ride. Like I say, like, community is just so important. You want to be around people who are like-minded, who are pressing. And how I define humility, because I see humility and power is like almost intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
How I define humility is having the ability to flex, but only flexing when it will empower others. Because I think sometimes people think of humility as just being a person like who's quiet, who doesn't talk much, who's kind of like off to themselves. That's not humility. That's actually, you know, that's kind of like timidity. You know, biblical humility. Like if you look at how Jesus taught, like he was very forthright. He was very authoritative in his statements, and he was humble because he only used his power to empower others. He could have, he had the ability to really flex on all of us. He could have been like, you know what? I think I'm done with this creation. I don't think I'm gonna, you know, he could have said like, you know, I'm done. He could have flexed on us, but he used his life as an offering. And I think that his life is the perfect example of real humility. Because I believe that humility is a superpower. It really is. It's like the example I give of biblical humility and true power is like, let's say you're the owner of, let's say, Starbucks. And you walk into a Starbucks and one of the employees like mistreats you and says something. They don't know who you are. They don't even know you're the owner, right? Because you don't really have pictures. Like the person's new. And you... are the Starbucks owner, and you could literally make their life really like a mess, right? You know, you could say like, but you actually say, you know what, let me talk to you, like, look, how you doing today, what's going on? That's real humility, because you have the ability to really go in, because you have the authority, the influence, and all of that. And that's what I think true power is having the ability to flex, but only using your power to empower others.
I like that.
So next up we have honor, right? So honor is a value that is often emphasized in Christian teachings. How do you honor God, yourself, and your audience through your podcasting?
So you know, when we started the podcast in 2019, at the time my relationship with God isn't what it is now. I had a relationship with him, but it wasn't where we are right now. And so because of that, at the time, to be honest, I never really prayed before I got into the podcasting. I just never did. I knew that it was something I wanted to do. I had it in my I wanted to do my own solo before. And then my co-host reached out to me, and he's someone I had known over the years, because his cousin is a good friend of mine, and so we had known each other over the years. And so he said that he was trying to start a podcast, and I think my friend had mentioned to him that, oh, Dolly is trying to start one too, so you know, maybe you can get some ideas from her. And then somehow he messaged me and asked if we could do it together. And to be honest, at the time I said, do I really want to do this, you know, all of that? But then I felt this I don't know, this pull that you know what, this might actually work. This might actually work, you know, two people, you know, it just might work. And the most amazing thing about it all is that we live close to each other. So we are very easily. I always tell him this. He thinks of it as a joke anytime I say it, but I'm always very serious. I always say that it was divine intervention. That's what I always say. And so, you know, with that, at the time, it was just us. We spoke about faith from time to time, because of course we believe different things. You know, I am Christian, he is not a Christian, you know. And so initially it was just like, you know, talking about faith, you know, things like that. I think when we talk about so many different things, and then every now and again we bring up faith, things like that. But as time has gone on, of course I've become stronger in my faith. My relationship with God has become, you know, very different. And so a lot of the times I feel like a very strong pull in my heart to always make sure that, like, in the best way that I can, as God has given me this platform to, you know, reach out to more people for him. So what I typically tend to do myself is, personally, I try my best to pray before I do an episode. I pray before I do one. I also, before, there was a time, because if one listens to earlier episodes, I cursed quite a bit. But I don't curse as much anymore in my regular life. Yes, even in my regular life, I don't curse anymore. It was just one of those things that I felt like, okay, I probably should stop doing. And so I don't really curse on the podcast anymore. Another thing that the Lord has put in my heart is about the words that I use. So to speak words that are, you know, life-giving, that are encouraging,
amen,
that... make people, you know, feel like, just make people understand that, like, you know, God loves them, God is with them. A lot of times, when we're speaking, I speak a lot. In fact, one of our listeners has messaged over time about how, yeah, Dolly, like, it's like I speak about God, like, every time. It's like every episode, because I can't help it. It's what I do normally. It's
overflow.
It's not like I'm trying my best. I'm trying to speak about God. It's just, it's my life. Yes. Right, it's not I'm trying to put on. So when I go on the podcast, I speak about, maybe like, I share my testimonies, I speak about maybe what God is, when we're talking about regard, depending on what we're talking about, I might speak on maybe what God has shown me regarding a particular thing, regarding a particular situation, you know, maybe what I've been feeling in my heart, what God has been putting in my heart, you know. So even in our last episode that we just recorded, you know, one of the things I was trying to tell people as well, I spoke the same thing to them about making sure that their words, the kind of words that they speak to people, because that's something that God has put in my heart, you know. Also just deepening my relationship with Him is something that I also shared on the pod. And I think my spiritual journey over time, I always share it on the podcast. So I pray, I hope that, you know, God is pleased.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that really is the goal, is just to make sure that, like, He's pleased ultimately.
I believe He is.
Yeah, so those are the ways that I try my best to honor Him. I speak about Him as much as I possibly can, and I share about how, you know, the things that He's teaching me, I share it with others as well. The things that, you know, He's ministering to me, I share with others as well. And people have reached out to me based off of that alone. You know, people sometimes reach out to me as Christians wanting to know my thoughts on, you know, these things, or to pray together, you know, or to know what I think about this particular matter, on a Christian level. You know, they write in, what do you think, I'm a Christian, I'm going through this, what would you say to this, you know, things like that. So I believe that in a sense, people, especially young Christians, can listen and feel, you know, like they, like, you know, feel blessed, and not even just them, but that listening. Yeah,
that's beautiful. And I definitely believe that the Lord is pleased, you know, even as you share it, like you said, like, you know, in the Bible it says, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. So you can tell that you have a heart for God, and mm-hmm. honestly, that's what this life is about. Like, there are people who say that they love God, but you never hear them really talking about Him, talking about what they've learned, or even seeing them in action. Like, you talk about showing that love of God, and mm-hmm. I definitely see you as someone who wants to show the heart of Jesus and to always include Him in what you're doing. And I believe that he's definitely happy and pleased with what you're offering, you know, in your life. I definitely feel that. Absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing, you know, you talked about rejection earlier, and it's something that a lot of us have battled with, as far as feeling as though we have to win God's heart. Like, we have to win His approval. And one thing, I'll just share this really quick. There was a sermon that the Lord had gave me. It was around, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. And it was titled, It was Not For Sale, For Demonstration Purposes Only. And pretty much what I was talking about, I was actually sharing how I use the story of the prodigal son, and I connected it with stocks. Now you'll say, how did you do that, Hakeem? Only God, right? Only God. So what he gave me, he showed me how when a stock is publicly owned, anyone can buy it or sell it as long as they have the funds for it. But when a person or a company is privately owned, they cannot be bought or sold. Only the people that own that company can buy it or sell it. So he was sharing with me how when you become a believer, when you choose to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you go from being publicly owned to being privately owned. And the thing about being privately owned is that the value is set by the owners. When you're publicly owned, your value is set by supply and demand. So that means if a person, this goes to rejection, you'll see it, this goes to rejection. If a person feels like they don't need what you have at the moment, their demand for you decreases. They treat you differently. They switch up. Their moods change. They're a little off. They put you off when they feel like they don't need you. But when they do need you, now they're around. Their demand for you is higher because they they want what you have. So what God had to show me is that his value for us is always at the maximum. It never fluctuates. You know how the stock market goes up and down?
Yes, absolutely.
In the kingdom of God, the stock market doesn't go up and down. It stays at the highest. It's the blood of Jesus. That's our price is the blood of Jesus. And that's always at the maximum. It never goes down and never goes higher.
I like that. That has blessed me. Thank you.
Amen. So that was what helped me to become, to really like walk back as a prodigal son proudly. Like I'm a child of God and the value I have is not based on what I did. I am privately owned by God. I'm not publicly owned, so Satan can't trade me. He can't put me on the market. He can't, you know, I'm not for sale. You know, and the funny thing is usually when a company buys something, it's because they want to resell it. But the reason why the Lord bought you, Dolly, is because he wanted to put you on display. He bought you for demonstration purposes only. So we weren't bought to be sold. We were bought to be displayed.
Guys,
I hope you hear that, guys, because ultimately, like, when you understand that you're loved by God and that you can't be rejected anymore because the blood of Jesus has afforded you the opportunity to know him, you walk in confidence. You embrace the Holy Spirit differently because you know what, even if you mess up, I could mess up in 10 minutes, I mess up in 15 minutes, I could, you know, have a crazy thought. And if I just say, Lord, help me, I say, Lord, help me. You know, he's right there. You know,
right there.
Like we are not supposed to be perfect. Like, and perfect in a sense of in our own strength. So, you know, I just wanted to encourage you in that, just to remind you that, yes, like he is, your value is set and it cannot go down. It cannot go up. It's always at the maximum.
Thank you. That really blesses me because it's something that I do struggle. I think even when I hear these truths over, you know, I'm walking them, and then maybe one day something triggers that, and then it starts triggering those feelings of before, and then you start to feel like maybe I have to work, and it's something that God has been trying to help me understand that, like, I don't need to be working the way I'm working. It's already done. We don't work for approval, we work from approval.
Ooh.
You know.
Yes, you guys heard that. We don't work for approval, we work, from approval.
Yeah, so I try to use that and remember that, you know. So yeah, thank you. That has blessed me. Thank you.
Amen. The last question I have for you is based on, what is it? Let's see, authenticity. Now, I feel like you pretty much covered this already, so I'm just going to just share it and like let you flow. So okay. The question I have is this. Authenticity is essential for building trust and connection with listeners. How do you stay true to yourself and your beliefs while navigating the diverse landscape of podcasting?
So with that, it is to continue to remember why you started this kind of platform in the first place. You know, I always have to remind myself of what the podcast is about, what it's trying to reach, the values that we are trying to stand on when it comes to like the podcast. And so that helps us to stay authentic, you know. And I think also for me, and maybe this is something positive, I don't know if I would say it's a positive thing that has come out of feeling maybe this feelings of rejection since when I was younger. It's when I don't, when I'm not myself, I feel very off.
It doesn't feel right. I know it.
It doesn't feel right at all. And I think I always feel like, man, if someone is going to like, you know, reject me, let them reject the me that I am. I think there was a long time that I always had this fear of somebody. It's obviously not from a very healthy place, but there was a time when I would feel like if I pretend to be something else or somebody else, and then somebody realizes who I really am, and then it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm not dealing with her anymore. You know, so I'd rather you just know that this is who I am. And you know, my heart, I carry a lot of, sometimes when I'm anxious, it can be like in my chest, in my, you know. And so if I'm beginning to do something that is away from the person that I am, I feel anxious, I feel weird, I feel strange, I don't feel good. I actually even start feeling guilty, kind of. It's a weird mix of things. So for me, I just have to be myself. It's just the best way, like I feel like I can fit into myself, you know. That's one. And then also just and so there's that. And then, you know, again, like I never want us to do anything that for just for likes or for anything like I feel like those things are very obvious, you know. It's obvious when you are not an authentic person, when you are not acting from a place that is like really you, you know. I just feel like it can be obvious, you know. And for me, the content, the reason why I feel like we've been able to survive all these years, because there are a lot of podcasts here. It's not like there are a lot of people doing podcasting, you know. And since we started, in 2017, we've kept on growing organically. Every year we keep on growing. And I think it's because people come and they see something that is real. You know, recently we got nominated for an award.
What?
We didn't even know, because there was a huge error. Anyway, that one is a long story. But we actually were nominated. We had no idea. Someone messaged, a bunch of people messaged my co-host, telling him, "Hey, we saw on the TV that you are up for this award." I was so confused because none of us had seen it. We went on their social media, it wasn't there. So we're a bit confused what's going on. Until a friend of my boyfriend reached out and said, hey, took a picture from the TV and said, congratulations. You know, I was like, oh, okay, we're right there. You know, and what is so interesting is, wow, you know, we don't do video content, you know. And this again speaks to, because it's not that we don't want to do video content, we do, especially again in trying to like grow in this type of climate, you want to do things that, you know, a lot of times we reach out, there are brands who, you know, don't want to work with us because they want a video podcast, right? And so it's not as though we don't want to do it, but we also know that if we start it, we want to be able to sustain it, you know. And so we don't want to start something we can't finish, you know. So we always when we know that we can sustain, we'll continue, but we keep on doing video. And so regardless of all of that, you know, of all of the podcasts that were nominated, we are the only ones that don't really do any video content, you know.
Wow.
And
wow.
So, but there we were. And again, that it just goes to show that, like, at the end of the day, you keep on doing your own thing, you keep on being real, and they would find you. You know, they would find you. There was a time when our podcast on the charts, on the Apple podcast charts, you would see us like on top. You would see us number one, number two, number three, on the top 10. And then I think it was in 2022, that kind of like stopped happening. We were still on the charts, but we were not really on the top 10 like that anymore, top 15. And it still kind of happens like that. But still, here we are, nominated for an award.
Yeah.
You know, so ultimately, it doesn't change. We haven't changed. We've grown, obviously, as people. We are not the same people that we were when we started. We have grown. But we continue to stay true to the people that we are in each season and in each time, you know. And my co-host as well, he's not the kind of person that particularly likes to fake the funk either, you know. So we are just two people who have, when it comes to like the podcast, we have that common thing where we just want to be real, we want to be honest, we want to be authentic, and we keep on, and we think that people love that, people are drawn to that, you know. So when you're an authentic person, when your work is authentic, I think people notice it, people see it. People might, they might not be able to say what exactly it is, but they just know that there is something that I like about this service. There is something that I like about this product. There is something that I like about this podcast. They might not know exactly what it is, but that's really it. It's just you being, you're putting your realness into everything that you do, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And it's something that, like, you know, let's say, what year was my transition? My transitional year for breakout year as far as spiritual journey was like 2012. Mm-hmm. So all the way from 1985 to 2012, mm-hmm. I was living based on what people thought of me, not based on who I was.
Right.
What I thought about myself. I was basically living my whole life based on other people's perspectives. And it really wasn't until 2012 where there was a shift in my own thinking, in my own mind, where I was like, hold on, who am I? Why am I here? You know, and I've shared this multiple times, how I battled with the spirit of suicide for a long time, where I attempted to take my own life. And by the grace of God, he kept me here for such a time as this.
Thank God, Hakeem, because we need you.
Oh man, Jesus!
I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God for keeping you. I really am. I'm so grateful.
Yes, thank you, Dolly. And only you know this story. You know it, and it literally was me not knowing who I was, knowing my value, that had me feeling as though my life didn't really matter, and that was the reason why. Like, you know, other individuals who unfortunately are successful with the attempts, they don't know who they are. They don't know that they're loved, seen, and heard by God, and that what they're going through will pass. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, you know, I just say this really in closing before I give you an opportunity to kind of like share your own closing remarks. But, you know, I just encourage everyone to just really examine the people that you are around and ask yourself, are these people allowing me to grow and to also be who God called me to be? Because if you are constantly feeling as though you're not seen, you're not heard, you're not loved, you need to, one, maybe have the Lord open your eyes, because sometimes you could be seen, heard, and loved by the people around you, but you're not, because of wounds and trauma, you're not able to receive it. But sometimes you may have to go outside and see what the Lord has for you. There may be a group of people who can help you to know that you're seen, heard, and loved. Because ultimately, that's what this whole life is about. It's about being in a place and being with people that see us, that hear us, and that love us. And when you feel seen, heard and loved, you can be more responsive to the call of God.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. So I think what I would say is, what is on my heart to say is to believe what God says, you know, to believe what he says, you know. For me as well, you know, I've also dealt with depression. I've also dealt with suicidal thoughts, wanting to not be here anymore, you know. And over time, what God has taught me, and I thank God for delivering me, because at that time, it wasn't a great relationship with God then. But I thank God for delivering me from depression. And one of the things that I as time goes on is that God is not a liar. He is truthful. He is always truthful. You know, God has told us, you know, there aren't a lot of things that God might not always know everything. Of course, we'll never know everything. Not the way he does. He sees things completely differently. But, you know, God doesn't lie to us. He tells us the truth. In the Bible, he told us exactly what it was. He told us why we were in the state we were in. He told us why Jesus came. He tells us what is going to happen in the future. He tells us what is going to happen to the enemy. He tells us about the battles that we fight. God is truthful with us. He always has been. And so it's not about our feelings. It's not about, you know, there are times when, in fact, throughout last year, I remember many different times I'll keep on repeating to myself, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. For God so loved me that he gave his only son. I kept on repeating it, because that verse is one that we say so many times, you know. It's like the best of Christians will be able to quote John 3:16 for you.
Oh, but my God.
I started really thinking about that last year.
Wow.
I started repeating it. That because the times when I didn't feel loved, the times when I would feel like, you know, God wasn't here with me, or I would feel alone, I would repeat to myself, "For God so loved the world," because I know that what God said is true. So whatever it is, I'm not true. If I feel like I'm not loved, that's not true. The Bible has told me that God loves me, that he has me on the palm of, he has my name on the palm of his hands, that he has loved me with an everlasting love. So who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe yourself? Very unstable. You know, our minds, our thoughts, we can be very unstable. The people around us can be very unstable. You know, they can lie, a lot of things that are not true. But God will never lie to us. So if he tells you that he loves you, if he tells you that he sent his son to die for you, if he tells you that you're a masterpiece, that he tells you all those things, are we going to believe the ones that tell us, oh, you're not loved, that tells us you're useless, that tells us that you are not valuable? Or are you going to believe the creator of the universe when he tells you that I love you, that I care for you, that I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a mind, that I loved you so much, I sent my son to die for you? Who are you going to believe? So I guess what I would just say is just believe what God says. That's really the message that I wanted to end with, is to believe what he says.
You know, Lord, so Lord.
When you're anxious, believe what he says.
Oh my God, you saying that triggers something, and I am literally hunting in my phone, because you just shared something really key about John 3:16. And wow, let me just here it is. Wow. Yeah. I'm gonna read exactly what I wrote. This is Monday, January 8th, 2024, and it's in reference to what you said about John 3:16. So I wrote 9:56 a.m. How many of us believers right now are waiting for God to condemn the world? We are waiting for God to rescue the godly and banish the wicked. Do we truly want God to save the world, to heal those who are blind, sick, deaf, dumb, and so on? Do we truly want God to save this world? Do we truly have a heart for people as much as we think we do? I realize that my grievances and frustration with the desire for God to judge people has come most from those in positions of authority, those who have titles and influence. While some of this is good and comes from a pure place, it still needs to be tested and submitted to God for examination. Do I want these people's souls to be saved, or has bitterness and contempt set into my heart because of how they have so boldly mishandled others and myself? I must admit that I don't have as much compassion for them as I could. I know that part of my anger and frustration is righteous indignation, but there is still room for examination. Only God has flawless anger. Now, this famous scripture has even more meaning to me, because now I realize that even sometimes I want God to judge this world, not just be the ruler of it. I repent, Lord. And then that's when I put the scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. So in closing, you know, you sharing that really just brought me back to that moment. It's like a full circle moment for me, because what I really got from John 3:16 before was, it was kind of like, you know, like you said, it's popularly quoted, a lot of people say it, but what I really got from it this year was, I have to really stop judging people from external and also from how they treat me, and I need to have the heart of Christ, because Jesus came to save the world, not to condemn it.
Yes,
absolutely. And that just really, that really was an eye-opener for me, because when you have the gift of discernment and, you know, whatever other, you know, prophecy and stuff like that, sometimes the Lord can show you things and you can see something, and because you see it or you experience it, you think that you have to say something or deal with it accordingly. But sometimes the Lord allows us to see something. What I've learned along the way and still learning is that, like, I'm seeing something, and that's because I have to pray about it. You know, even when others mishandle me, you know, others mishandle you, they mistreat you, we have to realize we can't see them as the enemy sees them, because he's the accuser. We have to still see this person as a person that Jesus came to save. And it's hard. It's hard, especially when it's repetitive.
It really is, but it's the truth. He came to every person that we see walking and talking, even the ones that hurt us, the ones that say the meanest things to us. It's the person that Jesus died to save.
And that is an unpopular statement right there. And, you know, I just, you know, want to close on this remark. I thank you, Dolly, for sharing your story today. I thank you for gracing us with your wisdom, with your heart, and just sharing your experiences. I'm looking forward to even doing another episode together. Maybe we can do a co-hosting or something like that. We'll figure something out. But I think I love the information that you shared. I love the story that you have. And I'm just excited to see what the Lord is doing in your life.
Thank you so much, Hakeem. I'm so grateful. Thank you for having me. I've been so blessed by this conversation. This was really beautiful. Thank you so much. God bless you. I pray that your platform will continue to reach more and more people, and that God will speak to those people through your platform, and that all your businesses, everything will just continue to soar. That God will bless your marriage, your family, your kids, that they will grow to be ones that are warriors for the Lord, that are on fire for him, do that which the Lord has purposed for them. So thank you so much, Hakeem. God bless you.
Thank you, Dolly. Thank you so much. So guys, you heard it. Dolly was here. Guys, follow her at her links that are in the show notes. I believe it's Road to 30 Podcast on Instagram. Yeah. That's the handle, right?
Yes.
Awesome. You can also follow her at her name. You can spell your name on Instagram for them to follow you.
Yes. Dolly, Dolly dot writes, WRITES. So Dolly dot WRITES.
Yes. So thanks again for being here, Dolly. You have a wonderful day. And remember that you are. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this interview session. I pray that it blessed you and that you were able to get something that you can use right away. You know, oftentimes we get information and we forget it because we don't test it. So I encourage you guys, whatever impacted you, try it, test it, and see if it works. And if it does, feel free to share the story and the testimony with us. Remember that you are out.